cash, credit, debit, and totally free. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Disney Plus has topped the 100 million subscriber mark just 16 months after its launch. It reflects a huge jump in the popularity of streaming. Disney stock today up a little more than a 0.5% at $195.74. Joining us on the ComEd Energy Efficiency Business Line, Tom Lason, a media analyst. You can find him on Twitter, at Tom Lason. Tom, I'm guessing, you know, Disney was hoping this would be a success. I'm just not sure they knew it would be this big of a success.
Boy, who did? You know, the headline here, streaming is hot, hot, hot. But let's face it, there is a limit. Right now, discount pricing, exciting new programs, lots of froth. They are really attracting people in the stay-at-home trade that we've been seeing with COVID. But there are questions going forward about managing what's called churn and what happens when we have herd immunity and people can go back to the theme parks or back to play golf or whatever it is they want to do.
You know, you talk about that churn, it's sort of keeping a service for a little while, getting rid of it, kind of bouncing back and forth. I found it interesting with the hugely popular WandaVision that Disney did something that television used to do. You know, they only released one episode a week. There was a cliffhanger, and that seemed like an old tool, but a really good way to keep people subscribing month after month if they really like that content and want it.
Yeah, it appears WandaVision and Raya the Last Dragon likely pushed Disney Plus over that 100 million subscriber mark. And that appointment style viewing has been something that Disney Plus is trying, as opposed to the release all the episodes binge model that other streaming services have. You know, industry wide cord cutting is feeding a portion of the over the top streaming services. But we mentioned that word churn. It is a huge issue. About a third of the subs say they're going to be in for 6 months or less. So there is some concerns that subs are coming on going, depending on what's new and what's on another service, and then back bouncing back when they want to.
Seems like that increases costs for Disney Plus or the other streaming services, because you're not able to just build on what you have. You're constantly even trying to lure customers back.
Oh, yeah. You know, this is a goat that can't be fed. Media is what have you done for me lately business, and spending is huge. Disney with $14 billion this year going into content. You got to have high quality content. You got to attract those eyeballs. The best production talent is going to be a challenge. There's no let up here ever. Costs are not going to go down for production, but prices are going to have to go up for consumers as these massive investments are made. And that all points eventually to some form of consolidation. And let's face it, we've got Discovery Plus and Paramount Plus just launched, and more are coming. So the big question is, how many will people subscribe to, and who's going to make it in the end?
Yeah, who's going to survive and, or I guess thrive too in this? Thank you. That's Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle. Find him on Twitter, at Tom Lason. Still ahead, personal.